should be any moment now, and they'll finally be mine. I'm so excited. All right, here we go. 3, 2, 1, 0. Oh, right on cue. I knew they'd fall at this exact moment. Oh, look at you, my darling human. It's nice to see you. Oh, don't look so scared, darling. As long as you cooperate with me, I won't hurt you. I can guarantee that. What am I? Well, I'm an arachne, of course. As you can probably tell, I'm like what you would call a spider, but also part human. Am I going to eat you? No. Where's the fun in that? You see, my darling human, I've been watching you for a long time, and I've decided I want you to be my partner. Well, you don't have much of a choice, seeing that you're stuck in my web. Hey, stop struggling. Okay, darling. Since you wish to be naughty, I'm going to have to completely immobilize you. Yes, darling. Now you're completely wrapped in my webbing. It's incredibly strong, but also soft enough for you to feel cozy, even though I don't think you deserve to feel cozy after you're thrashing about. Oh, darling, you look oh so adorable when you cry. I could just eat you up. Oh, come on now. I said I wanted you to be my partner. Of course I'm not going to eat you, darling. Let you go? Oh, darling, you're not leaving this cave ever again. Now, don't even try to struggle. You're bound up so tightly you can't even move. Darling, are you really that afraid of what I'm going to do to you? You have nothing at all to fear, my darling human. Well, nothing to fear as long as you obey me, darling. I mean, I already think that I'm spoiling you, darling. I mean, I wrap you up completely in a soft, strong, silky web, keeping you nice and warm in this cold, dark cave? You seriously can't deny the web's comfort. Yeah, you might say that it's not, but I can see it in your eyes that you're lying, darling. You're secretly enjoying this. Listen to me carefully, darling. Do not lie. Otherwise, I will blindfold you. That's a good darling human. You have a question for me. What is it? When did I find out about you? Well, about a month ago I saw you trekking above this cave. I thought you were absolutely adorable. I decided you were going to be my partner, so I made a trap above this cave that would make you fall down and land straight into my web. I knew the route you'd take when walking past my cave, and I knew the exact time you would get there. So I made sure no one else could trigger the trap. Oh, us arachne have extremely strong webbing, as you can feel. It's not as fragile as it may look. Of course I can risk my darling fragile human to get hurt. Why don't I choose another arachne as my partner? It's simple. I'd rather have a human as my partner. I'm a monster? Well, to your kind, that is sort of true, I guess. But you're going to learn to love me. You might say that you'll never learn, but really, what choice do you have? You aren't nearly strong enough to break out of my web, even if you did. Well, I'll just have to turn you around, darling. Oh, yes. We're nowhere near the bottom of this cave. I happen to live up here, but I do venture down there when I have to. A drop from this height would easily break your bones, or possibly kill you. And, oh Lord, I couldn't possibly have you die. You're far too precious to me to lose. So now, do you understand why struggling is completely useless? You're not going to break out of this web, and if you did manage to break out, you'd only be hurting yourself. That's good, my darling human. Hmm? What was that? Turn you back around? Why so eager? You're afraid of heights. Oh, you poor thing. I'm sure this must be scaring you. I'm afraid you need more punishment for struggling so much, so you're going to be facing down there. You're begging? That's so adorable, darling. Let me think. All right. As you wish. I will turn you around again. Did you seriously think I'd do it? No, this is your punishment, remember? Oh, now, darling. While you do look adorable when you cry, and honestly, I want nothing more than to hold you and tell you it's going to be okay, you do need to face the consequences of your actions. When you disobey me like this, you have to be punished. Calling out for help now? Darling, no one could possibly hear you. Shh, oh lordy lord, you are being extremely naughty now. I'm gonna have to gag you. I'm gonna shut your cute little mouth with more webbing. Oh, you can still breathe. Through your nose. I'm not that cruel. I can't understand you, dearest. Well, I have to go get some supplies. I'll leave you here alone for a bit to think about your actions. Wow, I actually sort of understood you there. So all of a sudden you don't want me to leave you. That's quite adorable, but I have to go get supplies. It'll take a bit of time, so try to get some rest, darling. I know you're scared of heights, but this is your punishment. And besides, you're going to have to get over it at some point. Perhaps when you're behaving better, I'll hold you close to me and keep you extra safe and take your mind off of the scary heights. Goodbye for now, darling. I love you.